with SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, Indigenous artists' critique of Captain Cook's landing 250 years ago. Additional Australian Defence Force officers deployed to New South Wales to provide support to fight the fires. And all our stargazers in Asia witness an annular solar eclipse. Black Drop Effect, a new work by Nadi Simpson, will premiere in a couple of weeks' time ahead during the Sydney Festival. Black Drop Effect is a play, and it's an immersive, multi-layered experience that draws audiences into the contested spaces of ideas and emotions inspired by the 250th anniversary of Captain Cook's landing in Australia. Author Nadi Simpson says her work is not just about entertainment, it's also about Indigenous artists adding their voices in their own ways to the national dialogue about hot topics.
The community of Indigenous creatives can have this very powerful voice that speaks to the past and also the future, that collectively together through art, we can have a very strong voice in saying, you know, maybe the way you see that day is not the way everybody else does. Here's one version of how we think about it. And I feel really proud just being part of a creative community that are questioning and asking about who we are, all of us are, and where we want to be in that and where we want to go.
The deployment of additional army officers to support firefighting efforts in New South Wales has been welcomed. Members of the Australian Defence Force will be used as logistical support and to facilitate the use of army assets, including bulldozers, bulk water carriers and troops. Difficult bushfire conditions in New South Wales are set to return over the coming days, elevating the fire danger from dry winds and heatwave conditions across southeastern Australia. New South Wales RFS Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says the extra support is a good initiative.
What these officers will do is talk to our local incident controllers, the incident management teams, but importantly the recovery teams that are starting to do the rebuilding area in those locations, with a view to, rather than us asking for what we think we need, these officers will also be able to offer up suggestions and ideas about assistance they might be able to provide that we may not necessarily have given some thought to.
The warning level for the Adelaide Hills bushfire has been downgraded to an advice message. But the Country Fire Service remains wary of deteriorating weather conditions in coming days. Temperatures this Friday will head towards 40 degrees Celsius and winds will start to increase, raising fears of flare-ups within the fire ground. Total fire ban conditions are forecast for today and tomorrow, when conditions will be hot and windy. So far, the blaze has touched 25,000 hectares and has destroyed 84 homes along with about 500 other buildings. Victorian authorities have released an official heat health alert for the entire state, with temperatures expected to soar this weekend. Various parts of Victoria are expected to see temperatures of over 40 degrees. State Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp is urging people to exercise common sense and look out for others.
When it comes to heat, we know that the potential impact it has on people's individual health, and it's so important for people to look after themselves. Also, it's important we look out for each other. So look out for neighbours, family members that you might know that might struggle in the heat.
Queen Elizabeth has praised what she's called the sense of purpose shown by younger generations facing the climate crisis. The comments came in her annual Christmas message. She described her memory of D-Day and the end of World War II before drawing a parallel between those ordeals and the challenge of protecting the environment today.
The challenges many people face today may be different to those once faced by my generation. But I have been struck by how new generations have brought a similar sense of purpose to issues such as protecting our environment and our climate.
Brexit wary Brightons are the target of Tourism Australia's latest TV ad campaign. The Tourism Australia ad, starring a singing Kylie Minogue, screened on British TV in a key time slot message. And Tourism Australia Managing Director Philippa Harrison told Sky News a lot of resources were invested in the ad to reach the British market.
They are one of our largest markets into Australia and have been for a long time. So they're our fourth largest market, third in terms of spend.
Amid heightened tensions between North Korea and the US, Japan's national broadcaster NHK has issued and then minutes later retracted an alert warning of a North Korean missile. The alert warned that a North Korean missile had fallen 2,000 kilometers east of Hokkaido, a path which could have taken it over Japanese territory similar to North Korea's greatest provocations in 2017. NHK said the alert was a practice text which was mistakenly broadcast. And the Dutch government will stop using the name Holland in favor of its official name, the Netherlands. The change will come into effect from January as part of a €200,000 rebrand, $200,000, and translated into euros, that makes it €200,000. The tourism industry started promoting the nation using the name Holland 25 years ago, which refers to two of the country's 12 provinces, North Holland and South Holland. The rebrand is expected to better distribute the impacts of international visitors to the country, encouraging them to visit areas outside of Amsterdam. Thousands of sky watchers gathered across parts of the Middle East and Asia yesterday to glimpse the sun forming a ring of fire around the moon in a rare annular solar eclipse. An annular eclipse occurs when the moon covers the sun's center but leaves its outer edges visible to form a ring. This watcher in China says it was a sight to behold.
I feel amazing to have the chance to see this. It is like the dog in heaven is eating the moon.
In most years, two solar eclipses are visible from somewhere on Earth. The maximum number is five. And a new survey has found the number of Australians consuming pirated movies, television shows, music and video games is at its lowest level in 5 years, with more people choosing to pay for content online. The Online Copyright Infringement Survey 2019, commissioned by the Department of Communications and the Arts, found there has been a 32% drop in the compared to last year in people consuming content online illegally. Communications Minister Paul Fletcher welcomed the findings, saying the development supports the continued growth and success of creative industries in Australia. And in sailing, Scallywag is battling with Comanche for top spot in the 75th Sydney to Hobart. Super Maxi Blackjack is trailing behind the leaders, closely followed by Infotrack and URM. The race suffered two early retirees as yachts made their way south from Sydney Harbour, with Faster Forward suffering from steering problems and Hollywood Boulevard experiencing a broken rudder. And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, cloudy day, 28, Adelaide, sunny 39, Melbourne, sunny 28, Hobart, mostly sunny 22, Albury-Wodonga, sunny 30, Canberra, mostly sunny 37, Wollongong, sunny 26, Sydney, sunny 28, Newcastle, becoming windy and sunny, 29, Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28, Cairns, showers, possible late storm, 31, Townsville, partly cloudy, 30, Alice Springs, a sunny day, 42, Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, but a top of 36, and the Torres Strait Islands, scattered thunderstorms and a top of 31, and that is NITV Radio News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.